Yo, peace, family. What's up? Welcome to another episode of Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment. We're your host. I'm Horace Pharaoh.
It's the God down the ascended.
And it's your boy, Rod the God, back at you with another banger for the people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You read the title. You know, this is the part two to a little thing we started. I think our last episode of what, 2022, Dark Side Mastery. And we back with part two. First part was about the shadow. This part is about the shadow work that coincides with everything you learned about your shadow. So just for a refresher, we're going to kind of brief over the aspects of the shadow before we go into the details of shadow work. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to say in that episode, I think I mentioned the Typhonians and how they, and Typhonianism was like almost a birthing of the occult. Like you have the Gnostics, which is occult information. But all that information came from the Typhonians, which I think might have came before or around the same time. I think the Etruscans, which was they live over there somewhere, like that was ancient Greece before then. And so a lot of that same information, of course, traveled to Kemet, traveled to Mesopotamia, Persia, etc. And I think from Typhonianism, you get the occult, you get a lot of the Zoroastrianism. You get a lot of those, I want to say, almost niche ideologies, which hold some of, like, the most information. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when we talking about, like, just the shadow in general, I think, again, you got to kind of go over some root words and definitions and how some things kind of fall in line. Because, you know, when it comes to this stuff, really, a lot of the stuff is hidden just within the origins of words. You know what I mean? And how you break them down and how they're utilized in certain texts. That's how you find really like the origin of certain things and how they were meant to be used. And you can see how they've been transcribed and changed over time. So like words, it's just kind of like
spells, man. Ancient words, that was some real spells. They just be changed a little bit to fit a modern tongue, but at the root of it all, it's still invoking the same energy.
Yeah, facts for sure. Like words like demon comes, I think, you know, comes from Amen or Amun, and this means hidden. And I want to say, in, I think it was in Latin, but it translates to the shadow in some cultures, right? And so, you know, that means hidden, but we look at it as a very, that hidden stuff in the word demon, we transcribe it to coincide with concepts such as Satan and things of that nature. But you know, when we look at things that we've denoted as evil due to, you know, the human mindset, evil can be good depending on, like, the situation you kind of put it in. You know what I'm saying? And the energy we call evil really is, like, a divine complex because it's really just pure energy. Like, it's in that rawest form. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the power that resides in shadow work simply is doing what they tell you you shouldn't. Almost, right? Like I've mentioned this in numerous episodes, you know, the whole Star Wars campaign, like the marketing tool that was telling you to stay away from the dark side, you know what I'm saying? Everything about it, despite it being the cooler side in almost every capacity, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at it, a lot of that kind of constitutes to what we're about to talk about with the shadow, because when you look at characters like Darth Vader, right? So we're going to also talk about the word Darth and how it is played out in the Kabbalah and that ancient Hebrew text and stuff. And when you look at, well, one, it's funny because Darth Vader in the movies, you don't really know what the Force is. And everybody else kind of treats the Force like it's just some bullshit, but he operates from the unseen. Like, I don't remember if y'all remember that clip when one of the little generals is talking rubbish. He's like, man, you over there using your little primitive science, dude, get choked out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I actually do remember that.
Dude getting choked out, and he ain't no more saying. He ain't saying no more stuff, right? So it's funny when you look at the Kabbalah and you look at that specific path of Darth, and it translates also into like the forbidden door, which could be, you know, aka that's just knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Why is this door forbidden?
See, you can really break that down because you're talking about forbidden door. You just said it, knowledge. Think about Christianity, the tree of knowledge, right? That was that forbidden mm-hmm. door that they wasn't allowed to go past. And once you got the knowledge, then there was no going back. You feel me? Because it's like, it's almost like human nature in general. Like, innocence, you feel me? Once you know, it's no going back. That's the, that's that, that forbidden fruit, if you will.
No, no, you're right. And that's one of like the funniest things, I guess, with the whole self-enlightenment or quote-unquote the conscious shit. It's because, like, I feel like people are constantly trying to walk both paths at the same time, where it is a balance, but in the balance, you understand both. So it's like you're not teeter-tottering, you just is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And going further,
because it's back, like it's low-key conflicting if you if you're not looking at it with a trained eye.
Yeah, yeah, you absolutely correct. And from that, you know, I think that's where reading books and becoming like a good listener really helps you out all the way. And I say that because, you know, concepts such as like, you know, religion only works because human beings are gullible. You know what I'm saying? And books are only here because humans are forgettable. You feel me? Because if you remember everything that go on, you wouldn't need a book. So for all we know, or what we can assume, is that our ancient ancestors got a download and said, niggas ain't about to remember this shit. Even 2 years from now, nigga, we got to start. Remember, the Egyptians was writing shit on everything they could find.
Mm-hmm.
You got shit on rocks. Let's talk about the most anonymous rock.
Caverns, walls, floorboards.
Right, calf skin,
calves, and they're like
just on their morning walk and then jot it down right then and there.
Right, and when you think about it, it makes plenty of sense though. Because if you think about all, let's just say all forms of language, right, in what we would call ancient times, you would find information on every single thing. So they was trying to send a message. Why else would you write everything you're seeing or depicting, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want it there for somebody. So we can infer that they understood, oh, the people ain't going to know this shit. They were like, nigga, you forgot it yesterday, homie. We got to write this shit down. That's why you see it everywhere.
I find it kind of crazy. It's like, back then, how did they know that? What they were witnessing and experiencing was significant enough to be recorded. Like, they knew it was important enough that they needed to record it then and there for millennia to come.
Well, I mean, I feel like, where you going? What you about to say?
No, no, go ahead, Rob. You go first.
No, I was just going to say, like, that's what, especially when you discover something, even if it may not be significant, it still needs to be recorded because it may find significance somewhere. So, like, what may have been just a thought you found on a trip, you know, hunting one day could be something that developed, like, years down the line, how they hunted and found food and how it developed the what's called civilization going forward. So I'm pretty sure they just wrote down everything in case something was useful. Is how I thought I'd look at it.
I mean,
sorry, type thing.
In the general context, yeah, because you got to think, who was the first family when what we consider history started being recorded? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, who's the person that said, "Oh, this is history"? But then looking at just other texts and stuff, because they coincide very distinctly, but in today's age, I think there's a very distinct difference between history and like historical spiritual texts. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's to the point where the history or the spiritual text is now making people question the history. Because you find more history in the mythologies now, more so than you find the history, because it's been altered so much. And that's kind of the point I was about to make. I think where I was talking about like how books and religion and everything is just human byproducts. Not saying, well, we can say religion is bad for sake, lack of a better word, but stuff like books would just be like the best tool to understand that, okay, niggas gonna forget shit. We got this shit in line here for, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's realizing like, my fault, I had lost my train of thought for a second.
I'll feel that, bro. I'll take your time.
I was about to say that when it comes to knowledge, right? So we really like, at least let's say in the Western world, we really just paired in a lot of shit that the pilgrims saying. But now I realized the pilgrims don't really know the full story either. They telling you about aliens and giants and stuff instead of really, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't know. Instead of you doing the research yourself and realizing like, oh shit, nah, bro. This my ancient African origin is showing that we had an establishment in recreating, if not creating, the reality that we in right now. And so now you got niggas believing that the Bible is the real shit when your ass ain't even write that shit, or you giving power to the same shit that was enslaving your ass and thinking that's your reality. And, you know, back to like the emphasis on shadow work, like I said, with words like dog, those words are still being used, especially like any country that has traces of Yoruba, Ikoi, any of them, you know, Africa, South America, and parts of Southern Asia are still using terms like DOS to explain, and, you know, the shadow stuff and everything. And it's funny because the word DOS also is in place. I forget the Hebrew word. It's like Sitharoth, right? The root of that, Sith. So you see where the whole concept of what Star Wars even came from was just off of collected information from ancient times, right? And so you can find, okay, what came before Sith? Set. Before that, Soot. So what we is talking about, the darkness, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what Darth Vader operated from, the darkness, the unseen, right? And so, especially since I'm talking about the Kabbalah, I think just for information about the Kabbalah in general, I think I've read that the best source of information for the Kabbalah is probably the Torah, or whatever you call it, because that's straight out of, like, it uses a lot of Hebrew alphabets. I mean, only 22 alphabets, I mean, in the Hebrew alphabet. I mean, 22 letters. So it's very, you can find a lot of roots, true essence of meanings of words and stuff. And so you'll find words like Dah, Sith, Set, all emphasizing that darkness. You know what I'm saying? And remember, Set is what, you know, in the story of Set, Set was the usurper. He was the darkness. You didn't want to go to Set, but that was, at least that's how it's been painted, that you don't want to go there. You know what I'm saying? But you need it.
But in reality, you have to go there. And I think that's what is portrayed in a lot of these media portrayals of darkness, like continuing with the Star Wars example. The fact that the main characters often had to experience some part of the dark side in order to achieve their ultimate goal. You feel me? It was like, even though this was a part of the whole that was, you know, so shunned away, so, you know, nobody wants to be a part of that side, it was like you had to at least go to that side, experience it, you know, take the knowledge from that side and not look at it just as evil, but as information and as knowledge to get you to your final goal. You feel me? So it's like, it was almost like, it was always a question of a morality battle, because they had to take that step in another direction.
No, you were 100% correct. And that leads me to another, a specific film franchise. And maybe I'm personally gravitated to it, and maybe this is why I came to that realization, but you know, the whole Aliens and Predators franchise, I was always an Aliens fan on top, bro. I ain't care how many the Predators killed. It was something about the Aliens that was gravitating to me. Little did I know that Ridley Scott, the director of and the creator of the franchise, right? So I realized that the Aliens is nothing but an exemplified exaggeration of occult knowledge about the shadow. So it turned out before making the movie, Ridley Scott flew to Europe and was reading a lot of ancient texts, specifically stuff from the Necronomicon about occult information, right? And seeing it was looking at a lot of symbols in the occult that translated into words that I guess you could just, for lack of a better term, we could just say aliens, right?
Uh-huh.
Her whole idea for the concept even generated was from her looking at ancient texts and reading these things to begin with. And it makes sense, right? Because first of all, the aliens is black.
Yeah.
But think about how it represents that shadow energy, right? It's raw. They're untamed. You try to control it every time, but you can't. They're always trying to find some way to control it, but you can't. It's raw. It's pure energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be there to survive and expand without a care about anything else that's going on. You can't control it. You know what I'm saying? It's primal. It's chaos energy, exactly, right? No matter what you do, it's some movie, it's some alien movies and comics where everybody die at the end of the movie, and that's the movie. You know what I'm saying? I've read comics where like the whole village trying to survive for issues on issues on issues, and everybody still get got, and then it just ends with the aliens roaring. Like, damn.
Yeah.
You think one person gonna make it? No. No, it's raw, it's untamed, right? And so shadow work relies on your understanding of that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So your level of consciousness is determined on how well you can determine something that your shadow self gave you, right? So for example, your subconscious gonna show you a dream, right? You wake up, but you can't explain that dream, right? That's due to the ego's interference. It's trying to interfere with your dream with logic, because when you go to sleep, the ego shut off. That's why you doing shit in your dreams you can't do, or you don't necessarily think can happen when you awake, because you fighting it with logic. That's why you in your dream, you flying. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You riding the alpaca underwater. You know what I'm saying? You riding the alpaca underwater. You breathing underwater. You high-fiving Batman and Superman, all types of shit in your dreams. But the difference, the things that take it to the next level, okay, when you wake up, can you interpret it? Because once your ego is switched back on in the morning, when you wake up, do you still have the tools within yourself to say, all right, can I interpret this? Because what that all is your shadow self or your true self is just contacting you, because that's the only language it can speak in. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's nothing wrong with asking someone, hey, can you interpret this dream for me? However, what that does is you rely on something outside of yourself. So you truly didn't learn anything. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Someone that's trained can easily decipher your dream. Cool. But are you able to decipher your dream? Because the message is for you. That's why everyone's dreams are specific for them. You see what I'm saying? What you experience in your dream is for you. You got that message for a specific reason, right?
We can tell you that message, like, only you will know what resonates with you truly,
right? And that's the shadow self trying to connect to you, right? It's no different than I told you. I have dreams rarely, but when I have a dream, it's usually something that's been following me for like, it's usually something that's been playing out for like a year or two. Like I said, my last mega dream, I told you, I was the one with Cthulhu. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Great dream. Great. I wouldn't even say it was a dream. I was just talking to the subconscious level of myself. And since then, shit been going good. I had another dream before that. I was driving like a boat in a grocery store. And that, you know what I'm saying? And that junk had to do, long story short, I was able to decipher that. It had something to do with how I was expressing myself in real time. You know what I'm saying? But only you can extrapolate what you've been given. Right? And so... your shadow work, now that you're working on yourself, it operates as a magical apparatus. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what comes from you is more powerful than anything someone says or does. And it also goes back to that power of the mind stamp. It's more like how people are like, man, I'm sick. Let me take some vitamin C packets. Cool. But, say you're out of vitamin C packets. Oh man, you just gonna stay sick? Nah, if you really, anything you put your thought into will heal you, because you let it heal you. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are still standard notions of health that we can just agree to for the sake of agreeing to, just for the sake of this conversation. But at the same time, okay, if you out of it, what you gonna do? I can heal myself with a ginger ale the same way I can heal myself with CMOS, right? Because I allow them to all operate in the same capacity. Right.
The same way you can do that stuff, that mindset training with healing, people can do it with killing themselves too.
Exactly. And that's with anything in life. But the ego, like I say, is always fighting your shadow self with logic, right?
I think logic, that's what comes from knowledge. And that really is what be holding people back. Because once you get to thinking and your mind start trying to come up with reasons for why you shouldn't do something or why you can't do something.
Right, because, you know, the shadow self exists in the real self, but I think the biggest thing is that the shadow self is formed from the traumas you experience here, you know, on this human plane, right? It's the spiritual side of yourself. It's your evil twin, right? So, for example, you know, the first Spider-Man, you got Green Goblin. Every time that dude walk past the mirror, you don't want to do that, nigga. Bugging out, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because he in the whole concept of the Green Goblins, he's in battle with Persona right now, right? He's mm-hmm. consistently talking to that shadow self that's formed from the trauma of whatever he's been through. He would hear them voices, right? And you see it in the prevalent, the same thing, right? And so you put that. So the reason why his the Green Goblin, the alter ego, was so evil is because you store all your trauma in your shadow self, or you just store it simply in your shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And so in psychology, they label that as a repression. So this is why the therapy doesn't necessarily work for everyone, because you go into therapy to learn about your shadow, but not how to learn about the shadow self. The shadow is just where you're storing all that trauma, right?
Mm-hmm.
But still, so they're just explaining to you, okay, they're explaining to you what's in your shadow based off what you're expressing. But then being able to realize and to use that trauma to go to the next level is the understanding of your true self and shadow self, because everyone goes through trauma. No one comes here and doesn't have trauma. It's physically impossible. The smallest thing you do, you could be like, nah, I usually like to fold my bed with the right corner lip down. And you like, bro, that's so specific. And you might have, and the reason for it could be something so astronomical or something so minute, it still renders itself as trauma. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so you store that trauma in there almost as a way to push it aside, like, oh, it's never going to come back. That's why whenever it comes back or resurfaces, or you're trying to figure out why you can't do something right now, you don't realize, oh, dang, I got these skeletons in my closet. That's where the whole phrase comes from. It's all about shadow work, shadow self. Right? It's this repressive shock that comes from trauma. And so the repressive shock usually is too strong. That's why you throw it somewhere else instead of working through it and elevating, because your shadow self sits on this higher pinnacle. It sits on the throne because it's the true self. Because the understanding of human experience today is riddled with trauma and being uncomfortable. The moment you understood that and you understand, well, this is just a byproduct of humanity. I'm not necessarily this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This is just the trials and tribulations that I needed to go through in order to show the power level I am. Goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Right? So an example of...
Oh, go ahead. The shadow. Like, yeah, be the hardest part, because it's always hard to recognize where exactly your traumas express themselves in your life.
And you know, like when it comes to, so I'm gonna give an example of how the repressive shock can work, and you can see it. It kind of works in that same sense of like that same stance of, I think how I explained the dominance hierarchy about a year or so ago, kind of like you can get. Things can be downloaded across a group of people almost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I explained like with the monkeys, they shot some monkeys in a whole nother area of Africa, taught them to do some shit, and they sound like other monkeys on the other side doing that shit. They have no type of contact with you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So take this repressive shock. Think about slaves going across the Middle Passage type shit. Years later, you probably got that repressive shock to subsequently hate the white man on a level of, every time you see a white man, you put on that smile. Niggas put on the little work voice type shit. You know what I'm saying? The repressive shock from the trauma of your ancestors still lives on to you through the shadow, right? Because you got to also remember the shadow is like it's like a dimension. It's no different than almost like calling your ancestors to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? You know how like Cloak and Dagger can harbor so much shit in his shadow?
Mm-hmm.
He got the whole dimensions in there, collective shit. He got like new got universes in there damn near. He can pull from anything. He be pulling other niggas' darkness out of his own shadow. So in that sense, it's all like a collective data bank. So ancestrally, if they work through their baggage, not saying you holding on to it, but you can tap into some of that shit by accident. So let's say your subsequent hatred of the white man makes you act a certain way whenever you see them at work. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
How you speak to them. How you shake their hands, some of that, instead of just looking at them, it's just them, just it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so from that, the shadow self realization is the conscious self, because it sits within that for that reason. So you're not elevating. Right? So you're not sitting in that harbored, repressed feeling. right? And like I said, this process is really the same for everyone in relation towards the shadow self and how the information and the mindset towards it and the actions that's taken to be needed, right? And this is why the shadow self can only reach out through dreams, because on the day-to-day mindset, when you're awake and doing everything, you're riddled with so many, I don't want to say, we can say distractions. We can say just things to alleviate you from it. You know what I'm saying? That's why at night.
There's stimulants.
Yeah. That's why at night, it doesn't have any of those things affecting it. It can talk to you exactly what you need to see for that moment. And that's why you always awaken like, man, I don't know what the fuck dream that was. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes instead of sitting in that moment and deciphering it, we let it wander away. But you might wonder why you're still getting the same dream or something very similar or the same outcome. Or you keep experiencing the same things because you've been trying to get in contact with yourself, but you're blocking the message either because you're choosing not to, or you aren't doing the work enough for yourself to be able to get deeper into it.
Mm. How do you think you get deeper? Like, start learning more and more about yourself to eventually master that dark side.
I mean, one, I think with just anything, you have to recognize your trauma. Because I think what happens, at least how today the information is presented, everybody online saying shit, you could easily find someone that's just saying fancy words that make your ears tingle, and you just fall in love with that shit. But I always say, like, in terms of information, you got to do it yourself. Like, if you listening to someone, let's say you starting off by listening to someone, you want to listen to someone who's telling you where they learned their knowledge. You know what I'm saying? They shouldn't be trying to hide the knowledge, first of all. Like, if you ask them what book, they're like, I can't tell you what book, but what you can do is buy my master course online. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? That motherfucker ain't trying to give you no game. They're not trying to put you on. Because if it's really about, if you really doing it for the people, really, you could do it free. I think the reason we got to put money is because, not necessarily to gatekeep it, but because you got to also understand that the knowledge is gained for real. You can use this same game about the shadow self and life and through a cult to help yourself financially and spiritually and mentally all at the same time. You know what I'm saying? All that shit coincides. You can be rich off of words for real and spells and magic, but you also got to understand. Yeah, you can also understand if you're hungry, you can't just be sitting down talking about some my magic mysticism, talking about some food, like a plate about to fall out the sky. Nah, homie, it don't work like that. You still got to put in some effort with the magic to achieve what you want, right? So to get deeper, you got to really become a student of life. And like I said, you can read books. You can still read books and do all the lectures and still not have the magic if you ain't trying to access the magic. It's all together. I think Hotepism, that's what I'm going to start calling it. Hotepism got niggas acting, talking stupid. And then that on top of, like, the fad about spirituality. You can't be Christian and spiritual at the same time. Everything about spirituality denotes religion. Because it's not necessary. It's not a necessity. Everything was already here for you to be doing. Niggas was already doing this shit, nigga. That shit is for the gullible. That's why you get blind. Sky Daddy ain't giving you no stickers.
It's just watering down.
Right.
And you already know.
Right. The religion is just folding you because everybody got so many views and objections up to the religion. Who the fuck right there? If it ain't no standard by the universe, nigga, it can only be bullshit because there's some niggas telling you you shouldn't have sex. Well, nigga, how the fuck you get here? Where you read that? You got some niggas saying you're not supposed to eat pork. But this nigga say you eating chicken, so you eat both. What you gonna do? Now you at an dichotomy. So it's really the understanding. Right. So it's always niggas trying to figure out who's right in the scenario instead of just doing shit for self. Go read some books, you know. I know people that only read certain texts that coincide with what they believe in. I said, so you're not really learning nothing. Like, what do you mean?
I was like, your comfort zone.
I said, what's the point of you reading something that you already know? I said, you just feeding your ego to make yourself sound smarter because it make you feel good. I said, you should read something that challenges 100% what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And then gather your own beliefs, which is why I tell people, you should read I ain't gonna say everything, but in terms of like information wise, if you really want to have a unbiased opinion of the world and what you go through, read anything you come across. It's no different than people saying, oh, he a Republican, I ain't gonna hear nothing he said. Oh, they a Democrat, fuck what they talking about. And you like, bro, you just stop talking, bro. You know what I'm saying? Or, and I think if you want to measure almost how you're doing, think about, I would say, see if you still gonna debate with niggas, argue with people about minute things, right?
Mm-hmm. How important is it? Right. In your beliefs, you ain't gotta argue with nobody.
Yeah, if you stand in your beliefs, no matter if you right or wrong, you could be dead wrong. If it doesn't matter to you, you're strong with it, you will not debate with no one, because debating is only there to change people's minds. And if you debate in something, that means you might not strongly believe in it. Right? A good example, like I said, in high school, when you would have a little debate project in one of your classes and they would give you a topic and you might not support that topic, but what you doing now? You have to debate it. So you have to find aspects of it that you believe enough to make a stance. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even though you ever seen somebody who was on the complete opposite side of a debate and they was doing a topic that they didn't want to do, but they made it sound believable?
That was us. We had a project like that where we picked sides.
That sounds so familiar.
We literally picked, I think it was science. We picked a side and then she switched us on purpose to argue the opposite side. I was sitting here like, oh, okay. I think it was like, was it illegal immigrants or something like that? Was that the one?
Yeah, everybody had that.
Yeah.
And they telling you, so now you on the opposite side. So if you're for immigrants, you now have to give a whole argument against immigration, and to the point where you almost convincing yourself, man, this is, maybe they are right. And so you realize, oh, okay, maybe my belief weren't as firm. That's the debating is useless in terms of a spiritual concept, because if you're so strong in your faith or whatever, it shouldn't be debated. You shouldn't be in no Instagram comments debating about God. You know what I'm saying? About my new stuff. What are we talking about bigger than that? Right?
It's like, even if you are wrong, like, how are you going to use information in general to elevate yourself? Right or wrong don't matter.
And yeah, exactly what you said. When you're trying to grow and elevate, what the shadow work is you're doing, like we can say shadow work, you can say true self, you can say spiritualness, you can say consciousness, it's all in sense the same thing. But when you use the term shadow work, I think the only difference is you're emphasizing to focus on the dark. So, like I said, you focus on the trauma, you hone in on those things, right? You tell yourself, this is how it's affected me. Okay, you break down habits you got. You say, okay, I was doing this. I only do this really because such and such was doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Someone's in therapy right now trying to figure out, well, you know, I can't have sex with my partner. And you're like, well, that happened. You're like, man, I was molested by my dad. Well, there you go. You know what I'm saying? So therapy is just telling you, okay, this is the reason why you put it. This is hidden in your shadow. Now that you know that, what do you do? What is the next level, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you come to terms with that trauma and say, okay, this filthy bastard did this to me, but that is not me. You know what I'm saying? I am a byproduct of this trauma. This trauma formed me, but when you overcome that trauma, you are now at a new level. You are now at a pinnacle, because you can understand, if you can overcome the trauma that you were sent here to experience, you bigger than anything that throws at you, because you don't overcame the thing that was holding you back from in all types of ways in your life. You would be surprised at the things that hold you back, how minute, how small they are. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Anything you go through on a family, relationship, outside things you experience in life, you could think about how those affected you and how those shaped you. And the shadow work is coming to terms with how those things affected you, but realizing that if you God, no one should be able to question your godhood, and you could tell them the things you did that's on a God level. Well, I did this because I'm a God. Simple as that. You ain't got to explain to nobody that. Like I said, if you really what you say you are, people understand it. When you walk in a room, they feel it. They understand it. It's an energy. All right?
Energy, man. Don't try too hard. Just be.
All right? And so, you know, I guess kind of to give like a good conclusion as we come to an end on this one, essentially what you do with your energy and how you, what you're exposing yourself to and the efforts you are trying to make to get you to that next level is what really matters, right? There's a difference between someone who is reading the text, trying to do the magic, doing the magic, versus the person that's just sitting there watching the video going, oh yeah, you kind of sound smart in a circle full of dumb people. You know what I'm saying? Some people just regurgitate information to sound dumb. I mean, sound smart to dumb niggas. It really makes you the dumbest person in the room. Right?
You need to be bringing ideas to people that's going to challenge people. That's
what are you trying to
right. Conversation. People that's going to open them new pathways for you to think down.
I mean, even if we want to look at it from a logical sense, if you found some groundbreaking information about some history, why would you tell it to people who never cared about it? Why don't you go sit in a room full of scholars and contest them with the information you found, if that's really the case? You know what I'm saying? Because who are you convincing if no one else doesn't even give a fuck about that shit? Right? So then you ask yourself, you're just doing it to make yourself sound smarter in front of people that's probably already dumb or was never on your level to begin with. And then again, then you find yourself in debates because you never really believed in yourself. You just wanted to spark conversation. Some things just generally understood, right? Information is information. You can have your varied information, but at the end of the day, what you do when you die? What is your next level? Are you in tune with your shadow self? How much are you? Because you can use your troopers all day. You can collect all the stones you want. And yes, you can use them and they have benefit. But those are still bound to this spirit, just bound to this physical plane of reality. You can use them to go deeper and realize, okay, I can extend myself beyond this plane. You know what I'm saying? That's what the shadow self is telling you. That's why your dreams are so explicit and wild and unfathomable. Because it's telling you all that stuff is possible, but you being blinded by your ego. Your ego going to do whatever it got to do to survive. And so I tell everybody, you know, read as much as you can. Read as much as you can. Texts on the shadow self, you can really find them almost, I ain't going to say every text, but I would definitely say study the Kabbalah, right? Kabbalah, the paths, you know, because you will see things change over time. Like I said, you always got to go as far back as you can to the origin of things, right? Find the origin. You can type in words at BibleHub.com and find them being used in all types of things with entirely different meanings. You know what I'm saying? Extrapolated whole different categories and different texts, and most of them even transcribe pretty much to symbols, because when people are telling an oral tradition about cosmology, most of them use symbols rather than like a language, because symbols was a language. You know what I'm saying? The words could be easy misunderstood translation, but the symbol means the same thing across the board, right?
I feel like even this practically, everybody know deep down inside that thing about them that they running away from. Just go ahead and confront that.
Facts, you know, just confronting it, sitting with it, trying to run past it versus running away from it. Go through it, you know what I'm saying? Go through the barriers at this point.
Realize that it's part of your journey. Oh, easier said than done, though. That's time, repetition.
All right, the same things we use to reprogram the consciousness is the same thing to the shadow self. It's all one and the same. You know what I'm saying?
That's kind of crazy, too. The same steps, using it in a different medium.
Yields the same results, because it's just, you know, like I said, everything really is the Ouroboros, how everything operates, like in its own cell. It's all a single pattern.
Ain't that crazy, though? Like, these traumas and these negative emotions, whatever it may be, is literally Ouroboros, because it's your mind creating it, but it's also your mind uncreating it as well.
That makes sense. Like I said, you know, I always look at life in a first. Of course, I'm just going to use a random example before we close out this episode, but you can simply have a person that's in a very bad situation. You can have two people in very bad situations. You can have someone that succumbs to that bad situation and lives with it, but then you have the person that goes beyond it and moves past it, right? People, and I've always, you know, you hear the statement, no one cares what you went through. What did you do? You know what I'm saying?
That's facts.
Yo, you could have the worst day in the world. Someone probably had a worst day. Someone's day was probably just as bad as yours. They went through the whole shit, but they probably smiling and you bummed out. Or it would really be the case, people get bummed out for 10 minutes of reality and let it affect their whole day. So now you're stuck in your ego and your conscious mind. You know what I'm saying? People let 10 minutes of a bad day affect the whole 24 hours. You even sleeping bad now, bro.
And then it's crazy. That sleeping bad, that affect the beginning of your next day. So now it's a cascading effect.
Right.
10 minutes, 600 seconds, whatever the fuck it was, affecting 48 hours plus.
I'm saying you spilled your coffee on yourself on the way to work. You had a bad day at work. Your bad day led you getting a bad car accident. You know what I'm saying? And et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Letting the chain of events affect you. You're not saying it can't affect you, but it's always how you progress through the trauma, right? What is your second self trying to tell you? Why did you go through all that today? You know what I'm saying?
What I was just going to say, because it's like some people get to the end of the day and be like, man, I'm just complaining. All this, that, and the third happened. And why me? Why me? And then if you really doing shadow work, you're going to think to yourself, damn, really though, why me? Like, what about me is causing me to perceive these things in this manner? To have them affect my entire reality. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what about these situations? Out to me, what about these situations yields a lesson for me to learn?
Facts. And like I said, when you a God, you take responsibility for everything that comes your way. That's the whole point of you giving yourself the title of God. That's like if Poseidon was, okay, Poseidon, the God of the ocean. So when shit going wrong in the ocean, and he like, man, what the fuck going on? What, nigga, you the God, this your ocean. You should be knowing what the fuck going on every second. So when niggas polluting in your ocean, you should act, you know what I'm saying? Act accordingly, homie. Instead of saying, oh, they just keep polluting in there. I don't really know what the fuck going on.
Hope somebody figure that out. Like, nah, bro.
You sharks coming up to him, bro. I know you seen that oil spill down on 74 down to the Atlantic. And that shit crazy, bro. And you like, yeah, I wonder if someone, hope someone get that set up. Like, nigga, this is your job. You got to take responsibility. I'm not saying you aren't, you're not physically responsible for the actions at hand, but you are accepting responsibility for your role as God.
Yeah, I'm about to say you're responsible for your reactions. You're responsible for how you let them affect you.
Exactly, right? Instead of saying, oh, they're going to keep polluting and we're going to keep dying. That's crazy. And people are like, nah, buddy, nah, that's not how we moving. But on that note, thank y'all for tuning in. So far, this season's been going crazy. Y'all been running up the first two episodes of the season pretty crazy. Yeah, already over 100 plays just with them two episodes. So good shit. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all follow us. We surpassed over 100 followers and we consistent. And so that's good stuff too. So yeah, y'all know, keep showing support, keep showing love. We just, you know, we do it just to do it. You know what I'm saying? But on that note, y'all know, hit them with the outro.
From men to kings.
This has been Fresh Fair Entertainment. Peace, family.
And we out.